whenever you play a team that's good, it's going to help your KPI a little bit. So you want to get in there and win that. But if you get a win against one of these teams that is in front of you, you can really help out on getting into the MIAA tournament. So big win with Fort Hays coming in. They're both really good. Their women are ranked 7th in the nation. Their men are in, again, I'd like to say they're in third place in the MIAA standings, but they're third one way, fourth another. But anyway, they're pretty good. Have a really good player in Caleb Hammocky, one of the top 100 players in Division II right now coming in. But they're also very a slow-paced team. The one game this year, their men were actually held to 31 points in a game. So
Whoa. Should
be an interesting mix-up here today. So, but the big thing today was we have our athletic director's honor roll tonight. So over 400 of our student athletes will be recognized between the two halftimes for having a 3.0 GPA. So one of our, you know, exciting days. I really like this day. We were able to line the court with our student athletes at both halftime and really kind of show off the academic excellence of Emporia State as well.
Yeah, it's a big night, and those student athletes do an outstanding job, and Emporia State has plenty of them, as you will see for yourself tonight. So we need a big crowd. Need to cheer these Hornets and Lady Hornets on to victory, because we still aren't locked into the MIAA tournament, are we, Don?
That is correct. That's what I'm saying. This is one of those where if we can get these wins tonight, with five games left, there's still a very good opportunity to get into the MIAA tournament. We have some really strong teams left, which will help our KPI. But we do need to get some wins on that, and that would really help out with a big crowd here tonight. Coach Billiter's mentioned it before, just how different it is when you have a crowd in there. It's a special kind of feeling. So we'd love to have everybody out there, and then there will be. We're going to start it off tonight with, you know, a little bit of a downer note, but hopefully it'll be more of a celebratory note. We're going to have a little moment of silence for Steve Souder. Steve, of course, a lot of things to Emporia State. You know, I spent a lot of hours in a van with him covering Emporia State basketball, but we'll do a moment of silence before the women's game for him and hopefully be able to pull up a little bit of the memories with him with a little bit of his call from the national championship game as well. So I'd love to have everybody get out there at 5:30 tonight to start that off for the women's game, and we'll get going after that and get a win for it and move on and get ready to go for the last few weeks. This is just the second-to-last game of the season at home for Emporia State. If you want to come out and see them, see a bunch of these freshmen on the women's side, probably the best freshman group
collectively,
for sure, that's ever come through here. 40% of our scoring from the women, 50% of our rebounding are coming from freshmen. Had a lot of people around the league comment on how talented they are and
future's
how
bright,
bright the future is. Yeah. Yep.
All right, well, appreciate it, Don. A nice touch for the you know, acknowledgement of Steve Souder. Glad that something's being done there tonight. You have a good day.
Hey, you too. We'll see you all tonight.
All right, Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations. Ben and Don left us. Of course, the baseball postponed for this weekend. They were to start the baseball team here, but due to the winter weather, those games aren't going to be played here this weekend. It is 6:52, -2 with a wind chill of -14 this morning.
Tax Tips, brought to you by A&G Consultants, 1225 West 6th, formerly Agler and Gattard Chartered, providing expertise in the areas of tax preparation, financial planning, payroll services, and more. Visit them online at ag.cpa.
Choosing a tax preparer. I'm Michelle Franz.